Blog Talk Radio.
Jackie Chan Kitty. You guys just don't believe this. Like, thank God you guys don't see me because I don't have any makeup on to begin with. But I'm here with my little fur paw co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. And she's like, oh, please love me, love me, love me. No, I'm not kidding. Every time I start the show, as soon as the song goes on, I mean, I can't hear it because it's playing in my head set here. And she's like, love me, love me, love me. She's just so adorable. And I think I have the best little co-host here with me running the radio show. Well, everyone, how are you? How are you? It's the middle of the week. Are you pumped? Are you super pumped? Almost at your Friday. Well, actually, tomorrow is my Friday. And I'm just so super pumped because we are going to have the teaser trailer soon for Falkyr. Oh, my Lord, yes. Hallelujah. A teaser trailer. I'm so super, super excited. And tonight I want to do a couple of fundraisers tonight. I don't really have any guests on my show. But Sunday. Just like those, what is those monster trucks? Sunday. Yes. Awesome time on Sunday. You guys cannot miss this. I have an awesome young little guy on my show who's only 9 years old. He has about 87, now this kid just turned 9 in August, 87 titles in the martial arts world. Can you believe this? He was actually dubbed the Young Dragon by Don the Dragon Wilson himself. Can you believe that? I'm like, 9 years old, oh my gosh, how did he get 87 titles in the martial arts world? This kid has got to be phenomenal, but you do not want to miss it. Sunday at noon, he is going to be on my show. I'm just so excited, and I heard one of his favorite weapons are nunchucks, so I'll be asking him for some tips. Anyway, but to get to the show tonight, I wanted to do a couple of fundraisers, but I actually was working on writing something, and I want to read this tonight to the martial arts community, something I wrote for my heart, which I've been working on, and it's just a couple pages. It's not really that long before we get into the fundraisers, because there's a couple of them that I wanted to speak to about tonight. Okay, here we go. And I have it on Microsoft Word on my computer because I wanted to make sure I could see it good enough without my glasses here. And this is something that I wrote myself within the last couple of days, downtime and in work, in between phone calls and such, I was writing this. Throughout the history of filmmaking, there has been a whole realm of people stood out to me, stunt men and women. These people helped to bring stories alive on film by sometimes risking their own lives and limbs. Stories that have been told to me from years ago, stunt people weren't really allowed to talk about their work, so that would allow actors to seem like they were doing more and getting credit for what the stunt people were doing. Of course, times have changed. In my own personal experience, outside of the stunt entertainment community and past conversations that I've had with people in society, most people really are not interested in knowing who does the stunts for the major blockbusters or even in the indie films. They mostly would rather know who are the leads, what they are wearing, or the relationships they are having with a significant other. Personally, I am hypnotized from the films these people work on. I love watching them perform in art form by how they use their body with twists and turns of physical dynamics and their facial expressions that come across their face. I cannot help myself while sitting in a seat in a theater and cheer them on. More likely, you might have to tie me down to my seat the rope so I don't hit the ceiling when I get super pumped up and become wicked pissed or excited with my overzealous enjoyment from these films. I know watching the stunt people, I mean, I just, like, love them, what they're doing. They're throwing punches, kicking, flipping cars over, crashing, getting burned, getting blown up, hit by cars, and many other crazy things. And, yeah, I might sound like I'm a little sadistic, but it's all in fun. I understand from some of the beginning training, I've had the blessing to be able to train in a few forms of martial arts, Tai Chi and Capoeira. Oh, yeah, there even was time when I was watching a fight scene between Tony Jaa and one of my Capoeira brothers, Latif, and I think I might even have stood up in the theater and said really loud, he's doing Capoeira, and I'm lucky I didn't get thrown out of the theater. Sometimes I almost get mad when the stunt people get killed off in the plot. Yeah, I know it's only a film, but when you like certain characters like myself in films, you don't want them to die off. You want them to last throughout the whole film. But I already know that when stunt people work in 12 to 14 hours a day, they might not mind a few scenes here and there because I darn well know I would be exhausted. Maybe the stunt community is just a bunch of crazy people, or merely people are so passionate they will indeed, almost in a way, kind of give their lives for the sake of their art. Well, you know what I mean. In all fairness, you kind of can't be from the norm of society, and you have to cut a hole to escape society's box, which isn't the norm, because you make a living doing the things that would take most people's breath away or literally would make them poop their pants doing it. Anyway, I have to say I truly appreciate the stunt community, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being so awesome with all the films I grew up with. Thank you for making my childhood worth living. Every time I went to the movie theater, I was thrown into a whole new universe watching all you talented individuals. And that is why I'm truly trying very hard to keep doing the fundraiser, to help raise money for a new building for all the items in the storage for many decades from the stunt community. I hope I can help to bring more honor and a heck of a lot of support to the stunt community. So that's something I wrote from my heart going out to the stunt community. And to bring up on my page is a couple of them that I wanted to talk about tonight. Let me see. I'm just bringing up my Facebook page. My friend Douglas Wong, he's actually is part of the Martial Arts History Museum. Now, if you go, you can go on Facebook and you look up the Martial Arts History Museum. It's actually in Burbank, California. And I'm going to bring up here. And this is what it's about. And you can look up on Facebook, Martial Arts History Museum. It's about the Martial Arts History Museum is an educational facility located in Burbank, California. The Martial Arts History Museum is an educational facility teaching children and visitors about the historical impact of Asian forms of martial arts on Western society. From its first step on American shore to today's mixed martial arts, Asian culture and tradition have continued to influence Western films, animation, television, video games, and more. The museum is not just about the kick and punch, but rather it is designed as a timeline in Asian and American history. It explores how the arts began and how Chinese opera, Japanese haiku, drumming, lying, dancing, samurai swordsmanship, and Asian artistry play a unique role in the martial arts. And, you know, you have to look it up. It's really kind of cool, too, the lion dancing. I am not kidding. People train, and it's like these outfits. They're not really outfits. They're, you know, this thing where they have two people in it, and it's utterly amazing. Sometimes they go up in these poles, and they're dancing on these poles. I don't even know how to do it, but look up lion dancing. It's kind of hard to describe, but you have to check it out. And you can actually go and you can donate to the Martial Arts History Museum because it is kind of important to help preserve the stuff, you know, in the stunt community. So you can go there and look it up and you can actually donate. Just go to the Martial Arts History Museum and say, hey, Shelly, Nunchuck sent me to this page. I want to know more about it. And there's like, there's a really cool picture on the front of it, but if you want to check it out, you can go there. So it's the Martial Arts History Museum. Check it out. The other thing I wanted to talk about, which I actually had the blessings to come on, is the board advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. Now, I do know that they are looking for a new building. And it's something where I know there's a lot of storage, I think in Utah is where the storage facility is. There's so much memorabilia from the stunt community from decades past. I've come on board as a younger generation, you know, to supporting the stunt community. And I feel very blessed to be part of this. And I would like to help preserve, you know, I mean, you know, coming on as a younger generation, you know, present and future. From the past, it's all in storage. And I want to give that honor to stunt men and women. Who knows? It might be stunt animals, too. You never can tell. Because there's animals that do a lot of things, too. But it's the fact that I just think that the stunt community, the martial arts, the action, I think it's important. I mean, a lot of times growing up, people, I've heard people saying, and this isn't my own experience, I can't talk for anybody else, that they said that action films are dumb. And knowing for me from personal experience, you know, being able to step into a dojo, training a little bit in martial arts, I know that it's not really dumb. I mean, I can't say every action film is the greatest in the world, but I have my favorites. But I do know that the people, the stunt people, the men and women who train for these films, they work so hard. I've heard stories of how they got hurt, and, you know, their recovery time, they break things, they sprain things, they have stitches, they get knocked out. I'm not kidding. These people actually get knocked out. I've heard crazy stories about that, too. And it's just things I hope to help, you know, preserve that in my own way. I am trying to, you know, like, raise money. And you can actually go to Falling for the Stars, and I'm actually... When you go there, Falling for Stars, and I'm clicking onto it as I'm talking for it here, which you're going to have to see I'm part of. I'm not on the page, but Falling for Stars is about the history of the stunt profession of motion pictures and television. Stories about the stunt performers of olden days and of the current stunt performers. And if you go there, I mean, you can see something that's Falling for the Stars, and you can check it out. By the way, if you go to... you can actually go there, and you're going to see some drawings. And it's not all of them, but there is a great man who has been in the stunt business for many, many decades. And I'm trying to click on to, you know, where it is, if it shows a picture of how talented John is. I'm just trying to find the page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I found John G. Hagner. He's actually the CEO, the founder of Falling for Stars. So it's something that I'm trying to find. He does a lot of drawings that you can actually, you know, purchase for him. You can talk to him about that, and that's going to actually, you know, help out donations towards this building. And if you want to give, you know, get a hold of me, and I can get a hold of John, and, you know, I will let you know if you can, you know, donate. I mean, it will be graciously appreciated. And it's something that I truly want to honor the stunt community with, because I know even working on indie films and such, I do know from this full year of working on a film, you know, with Felcare, where we're just starting to get the teaser trailer together. It's a minute trailer, and I just, you know, putting on some of the battle armor, it isn't the last scene and such. We still have some filming to go, because indie film, a lot of people, it's coming out of their own pocket. And for the time that we've been doing over the past year, every Saturday, that's almost like, you know, thinking of 3 months straight. And even doing indie films, you know, knowing how hard it is. It's filming in the snow up to, you know, my knees, and we're not, like, totally covered up. It's freezing. It's like the North Pole up here in Maine. And I'm like, it's going to be really kind of a weird experience when Valkyrie is finished, because I won't be, you know, say I'm going on the set of Valkyrie anymore. It'd be kind of, like, bittersweet when Valkyrie is, like, you know, when we're done filming. But I'm looking forward to when we're doing the armor and having that experience of actually working on the armor and doing every little detail, being part of a little bit of the production, knowing, going behind it, learning, it's hard work. So even the production and everything like that, I give props to people that work behind the scenes. You guys deserve so much. And I mean, in my own way, this is my realm, the stuff that I grew up on, that I love with all my heart. And getting to know, you know, more people coming to me, the universe is bringing these wonderful people to me. And I keep asking the universe, keep bringing the most successful stunt people in my life, because I really love hearing the stories. And I just had Jesse Johnson, and he was on my last show. I think it was it Sunday? I think it was last Sunday. You know, I'm exhausted here because I've been working all day, coming home, getting the radio show set up, and I can't wait for bed. Well, you know, if you want to make something happen and you want to become successful in your own way, what, you know, they're right, because I would always talk about Jackie Chan all the time and people saying I was so obsessed, and I'm forgetting, you know, I have to be my own self. I'm always going to love Jackie Chan. That's right there. It's always a dream that of wanting to work with one. Everyone's right. You know, I have to be Shelley. Not just Shelley Nunchuk, but I have to be Shelley and follow what's in my heart. Because every time I don't follow my heart, I fall off my path. So when I follow what's in my heart, that's how I know I'm doing everything right. And one of my my friends, one of the first stunt people that actually came on my show, who actually fought Jet Li and interviewed Jackie Chan, was Johnny Krang. And he said to follow my bliss. As long as I follow my bliss and I'm following my heart, and that's how I know I'm on the right path. And if do, I have to be myself, but, you know, become smarter and use my mind. And I'm trying not to let anything be an excuse and try to write better. I'm trying to communicate better on the internet. It seems like I can do better communicating on my radio show than on the internet. So I'm like, man, I can never get out of my mouth into words on the internet. And it's like, it's just really squeaky. It's just like the out of communication is lost on the internet for me. So the radio show is a blessing for myself. It's just to talk, because I guess I'm good at talking. I'm just going on and on, because, you know, it's like nothing's really scripted. I'm just going on and on, and that's why I follow my bliss, and whatever you people out there, whatever it is. So me following my bliss about, you know, the stunt community and finding these wonderful, wonderful people and just hoping to be able to honor these men and women to raise money. I mean, can you hear my voice? This is not scripted. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. And I'm growing in my teeth to get it, meaning yes. I hope that there's a building that we can get all the memorabilia, you know, because it's in storage. And stuff like that shouldn't have to be in storage, people. I mean, come on. This is stuff that's part of history in the film community, and it's important. Whether it be in California, this building, or in Utah, where the CEO, John, is, I think it would be nice to be in Utah where he lives. Because, you know, he is a big part of it, and I think that, you know, in his golden years, I think it would be nice for him to visit something that's closer. That's why I would think it would be nice to have this building be built in Utah. And just absorb, like, I heard he has all these cement, you know, footprints and stuff that are in storage, like all these things. And I mean, this is stuff that I've grown up on, and I can talk about it. And the people that I loved watching on TV and in the films, that's what I'm hoping to save in there. You know, maybe getting stuff from the films that I've watched, you know, growing up as a kid, the things I love, and saving those things that I've loved, you know, and giving those people honor. To you stunt men and women out there, I'm going to try to bring you guys even more on. I know from years ago it's a lot different nowadays. But you people deserve this, you know, to preserve something. And I'd be kind of happy. I might not be in the museum myself, but just to see these you men and women out there, it would just be a wonderful, wonderful thing to see, you know, just for future generations. Because then it's like they can come to the museum and see everything before them, you know, to see that part of the history in the film business. I mean, why not? Why not have a museum dedicated to the stunt men and women? I mean, why not? It's not impossible. I mean, I'm not maybe some sort of brainiac, but I know in my heart, this is in my heart. I'm pounding my fiscal. Yeah, that's in my heart. That's in my heart. Yeah, that's something that I would love to see, you know, just someday, just to see a building dedicated to the stunt men and women, you know, something founded for them. I would love to see that. And it's something that I really, really wish I could see happen. And, you know, trying. And if you guys can give, I mean, go check out Falling for the Stars. Check it out yourself. I mean, you can see it there. And, you know, I'm trying here. But you people have to help and give to help with this building. Believe me, I had the money. Believe me, there would be a building right now with all the memorabilia. I would have that building already all set up. We could have a nice big ceremony and such for you men and women out there in the stunt community. I would get a building if I had the money. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how awesome my head is inside my brain? I can't get out the stuff that's inside my head. It's in there because of the stuff that I viewed. I mean, we could even have a special section maybe for ninjas or something. I don't know. It's just things that I'm thinking. I don't even know what the building would look like. I have no idea, but it's like you have to get the funds to start somewhere. You know, have to think, maybe I can do some research or something, and maybe that's what I have to do to show, you know, that I'm doing the work here. But I'm doing the shows, and I'm promoting about this stuff. This is the baby steps. You know, just trying, I'm just winging it. Just call me the wing woman. And that has nothing to do with wedding crashes. I'm just a wing woman, just, you know, going on a whim here and trying to help raise money for this building there. So, you know, and man, I got to tell you, I'm working on Valkyrie. Oh, my gosh, working with Director Z. Yeah, I definitely know it is very hard. So being kind of in the footsteps of all the stunt people that, you know, that I've been, you know, watching my whole life, being there behind the scenes and work on those films, you guys work your butts off. You guys are you men and women. When I say guys, I mean men and women. I just put everybody, it says, guys, hey, guys, you know, but having the opportunity of me doing independent films, I get you, people. I get the stunt community. It's hard work. I mean, I haven't even done half the things. I haven't even done 75% what these stunt men and women have done. And, man, I'm tired. I wish I could be like some sort of robot where you stick a key in my back and just wind me up. I mean, basically, sometimes I'm wound up anyway. But seriously, I would love to see a building erected or, you know, having a building and transform it into a museum with the stunt memorabilia. But love it. You know, and if you can give, that would be great. Go to the Falling for the Stars, check the page out, and I'm bringing it back up here. And don't forget to even check out the page, you know, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Check out the Martial Arts History Museum. And then you'll be able to see. I actually got my T-shirts from Traditions, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z. And that is a line of clothing from Dawn the Dragon Wilson. You guys got to check it out. I love my T-shirts. I've got one of the red ones with the dragon on it. So you got to check the Traditions out. And I think Dawn Wilson, you know, the whole Wilson family, the Dragon family, are actually work together in Traditions. But I love my Traditions shirts. Oh, my gosh, do I love them. But Dawn the Dragon Wilson, he's going in for a fight. I'm like, where is it? I know, I have seen it. You've seen it. Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to find the date because, first of all, it's in another language. But I think it's, I think it's December. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I have it on my page somewhere. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Don's going to be fighting. I'm going to be praying for him. I know he's going to do pretty well anyway, but let me find it on my timeline here. Hold on. Wait a minute. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Don Wilson, he's a pretty tall guy, isn't he? And then his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, he was a guest on my show. I'm just trying to find the thing that I posted about Dawn Wilson on my page. And I thought I had it in English. Okay, it's December 1st, 2013. Dawn is going to fight. Oh, man. It's and you can check it out. It's www.bodoshow.com. B as in boy, UDOSHOW.com. And you can check it out. Dawn Wilson, he's going to be fighting December 1st. Yes, 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 yes. He's going to be fighting. It's going to be the fight of the century. I wish him much success. And, you know, I'm also, if I'm looking up, I'm trying to bring up. Okay. Now, the fundraiser, too. The other one that I wanted to bring up is about Falcyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R fundraiser. You can actually check it out and go to Falcyr. And, you know, to let you know, I mean, indie films, action films, we are in need of funds. So if you can go to the Falcyr fundraiser on the site, we're going to updo, there's an older picture, and we are going to be doing a new poster. It's a Falcyr fundraiser. I mean, let me tell you, the production cost and everything, it's so much money. And I am actually, I'm not doing as much as everybody else, but working on armor myself, the little details of putting the little divots on the costumes and the carving on the armor and everything, it's a lot of work. And every little detail in the armor, I mean, it costs money. You know, and to feed the actors, you know, everything, every little detail, I mean, in the armors themselves. And we are going to have a teaser trailer pretty soon. It's going to be a minute teaser trailer. And if you can give to the Falcyr fundraiser, go to Falcyr, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. and you'll see fundraiser, F-U-N-D-R-A-Z-R, Self-Care Fundraiser. If you can give to it, believe me, it'll be muchly appreciated. We are in need of funds for that. And I'm trying to see, I think that's mostly everything that I wanted to speak about tonight. And I want to say thank you so much for supporting my show from the bottom of my heart. I mean, I feel like it's such a blessing to be able to do everything I've wanted to do in my life. And it's, you got to work for it. If you want to be successful, you have to work for it. There's no way getting around it. It's like, I know from personal experience, instead of sitting around and complaining about things like, oh, why can't I have this? All you got to do is work for it. Is it hard? Yeah. Yeah, that's what work is. It's hard. That's the normal thing to do. Work for it. I mean, people like, they probably think, oh, because other people hand you things. But, you know, I think working for something builds character. I think that's really what it does. And you can get up in the morning and you can look in the mirror and you go, hey, you know, you can smile at that silly person in the face when you get up in the morning, your hair is like sticking up all over the place, you know, before you put your makeup on or your shower. You can actually look in the mirror and you can smile at yourself. It's a good feeling, you know, working for yourself. Working hard builds character. Working hard equals great character. Just remember that. And, you know, just give from the heart whatever you can for these, you know, these fundraisers tonight. Some way, somehow, I am going to see that building get done, and we're going to have that museum. But everyone, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And remember that Sunday, the Young Dragon is going to be on my show, and just check out everything on my page. You know how to find me, Shelly Nunchucks on Facebook. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night, and talk to you guys on Sunday. I turn.